Are on the record.
Yo! So, I have a question, Tom.
And, yes, Brian.
And I don't want to litigate this, and I'm not taking the position that anyone was doing anything malicious. I just want to, from a purely by-the-numbers estimation standpoint, figure out some odds. And divorce this from what I said on Twitter, because what I said on Twitter was intentionally inflammatory for game theories. I want Tom's opinion on
okay.
this.
Okay,
because I also
sorry,
feel
I'm
like
not
some,
litigating this. I'll put my gavel.
Yeah. So I feel like the patrons would have good estimates on the odds on all this stuff. So there, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. I made a stink because Gillette had an ad that said
modernly rogue.
Yeah, classically styled, modernly rogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I reacted as though there was definitely an intentional ripoff. But whether that is intentional or unintentional or a total random coincidence, game theory says in a world where I can't, you know, they're Procter & Gamble, you know, whatever, nothing I say is going to affect them, I at least should, you know, make a stink about it at the time. So that's what I did. But separate question. If you do a Google search for the words modernly rogue, you get no results. That is not a phrase that exists. Also, doesn't even make sense in the context that they were using it, because you would say modernly roguish unless you were trying to...
Did you mean modern rogue? Yeah.
Yeah. You would say modernly roguish, not modernly rogue, because rogue mm-hmm. is a noun, not an adjective, right? So the theory would be, I figure there's three possibilities. Somebody somewhere thought that modernly rogue was a good thing, and they had never heard the words modern rogue together. I think the most likely one is... Somebody over the last 2 years has heard the phrase or words modern rogue and not remembering it, you know, some 27-year-old ad copy person decided to use it and not really think twice about it. Or that they either algorithmically said these two words seem to be popular, which if you look at the Google trend data, in 2004, there were zero searches for modern rogue. Mm-hmm. Then there's a scattering from the late early aughts and always in the context of somebody looking for a modern rogue Magic the Gathering deck. They're like, or maybe there's an archetype called the modern rogue deck or whatever. But then the last 2 years is, if you look at trends.google.com, and type in modern rogue, you'll see that there's a spike. So maybe somebody is looking for words that have heat and trend data spat that out, or somebody actually knew it and thought, oh yeah, that'll be like that show, which I've done. I've titled YouTube videos. I think at one point I meant it as an homage and a tip of the hat. And we certainly have recommended his books enough. So, but I think we put the words, how to open a knife like a gentleman bastard. Like, that was me loving and adoring the Gentleman Bastard series and putting it in intentionally as a wink out there. So what data points do you think are significant? And what do you think of those possibilities is the case?
I think you're probably spot on the likelihood. It is either just the phrase occurred to somebody and they've never heard of your show and it's just a coincidence. That's quite possible. It's even more likely that someone out there trolling around on the internet saw Modern Rogue, and like you say, it just lodged in their brain and they forgot, you know, and the phrase came to them and they're like, and they didn't think about it. I don't think anyone looked at your show and said, let's use that. I think the algorithm thing where they're looking at search trends could have definitely informed it, maybe as a secondary issue where they're like, somebody who had it kicking around in their head for whatever reason suggested it. And somebody was like, oh yeah, those keywords definitely, you know, they have some buzz around them. They have some heat. That could work. But it's something like that. You're complaining about it risks the Streisand effect, which was nobody would have noticed until you complained about it. But in this case, the Streisand effect only works in your favor.
Exactly.
It doesn't hurt you, because if the worst case scenario is only people who already know Modern Rogue see your tweet and think about it and talk about it. But, you know, the upside is it catches some attention of people who are seeing the Gillette ad and starts making them think of your show every time they see the Gillette ad. And Gillette has a much bigger ad budget. So that would be awesome for them, for you, if people started thinking about your show every time they saw this Gillette ad.
Right. Well, and also it would be a fine thing if we got to continuously mock them every time. Assuming, like, this could be a one-off that never goes anywhere, or it could be that this is the beginning of a campaign, in which case we are going to, like, let's say they start spending millions, plural, of dollars to push this catchphrase. And now all of a sudden, the words that have represented, you know, 3-4 years of effort become associated with a crappy grooming product and not with us, then the whole way... we will continue to howl and mock because that would be damaging. That would be damaging. Right now, the words Modern Rogue are pretty dope and they mean something pretty cool. And if they ceased to mean that because Procter & Gamble wanted to do it, then, like, we can't sue because we can't show damages or whatever like
well,
that.
Also, it's a different product line. It's,
correct.
But there's no market confusion between your YouTube show and Gillette. If anything, you want to get Gillette to sponsor you.
Keep in mind. Well, why? Because it would be very on brand for the gentleman to use grooming products like we do with Harry's and Dollar Shave Club and all that stuff. I understand nobody's going to confuse that. Well, I don't know. There's a spurious connection for confusion, but I'm mainly concerned with the devaluation of those words to mean to be associated
with
something
dumb. Which
isn't
a legal thing. That's just
correct. Correct. Which means like I have no interest in doing anything legal because you're right. There is no brand confusion and I could show no damages in terms of dollars, but what I want is for it to be a very painful for them to consider that phrase. I don't want to see that on billboards. I don't want to see that dude's bouffant and his dumb beard on with words that
you just I don't know. You just need to have your message out there for anybody who is going to think about your show to know, like, that's the real Modern Rogue.
Correct.
Forget those
and,
people.
Right. And that's why, again, back to game theory, that's why very loudly we need to begin immediately to set that association of, the first time I ever heard Modernly Rogue, I remember it was because Brian was loudly saying, please don't do this, Procter & Gamble.
I do believe in a general principle, unrelated specifically to your example, that most of these kinds of things are emotional issues. They don't really cause a whole lot of effect in the marketplace.
Oh, sure, agreed. Agreed to that as well. So again, the there are two things.
We're not doing anything, and we're trying to make it painful for them, and we also don't care.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because what we are doing is. Do you remember when McDonald's ripped off Syriac's cows dancing video? Did you ever see that?
No, I don't remember that.
I retweeted it. Maybe you can show the GIF, Bryce. But basically, Syriac does a bunch of these surreal animations, and he did one with cows growing multiple heads and dancing and bobbing up and down. And then pretty much it's very clear that somebody at McDonald's said, just hired another artist and said, hey, do that. And they did exactly mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
It's not a violation of copyright. And you could say, you know, it caused no financial damage or whatever. But by just pointing it out, it became so unappealing to McDonald's that they pulled the ads worldwide.
Well, that's the way this stuff should work.
Exactly. Which
right?
It has to begin somewhere.
It shouldn't be illegal for McDonald's to do that.
Correct.
Right. Because that actually impedes creativity. If somebody wants to do it in a cool way that people accept. But if they do it in a way that everybody's like, you're just ripping them off and we don't like that, then it should blow back on them and not work.
Right. Exactly. And I don't want it to be illegal. I want to make it distasteful. I want to make it unappealing. Like that's and the only way, you know, it has to start somewhere, and it starts with shining a spotlight on it and saying, hey,
for
this
instance,
is the moment.
Jonathan Colton in 2005 did an acoustic cover of Baby's Got Back. And Glee, Several years later, about 10 years later, did an acoustic cover of Babies Got Back. And Jonathan Colton just went online and was like, hey, guys, just want to point out, maybe it's coincidence, but your cover is almost point for point the same as mine, which came out a long time ago. And Glee actually responded saying, oh, it's just a coincidence, has nothing to do with us, different, and it's different. But it didn't, you know, it didn't kill Glee, but it definitely like blew back on them enough that they're like, they probably thought better about doing that in the future.
Exactly. Like, I just want them to have enough of a hot foot that somebody can send a message to some other area saying, hey, all things being equal, there appears to be some problems with this phrase, modernly rogue. Consider that if you want to spend ad dollars as you go forward on your budgets.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want them to advertise on?
No, I actually, I'll tell you what, they can call their thing modernly rogue, and I will change the tagline of modern rogue from gentleman, warrior, scoundrel to the bestly a manly can get you.
Yeah, better than a pen from Gillette.
I don't want to drag Penn Jillette into any of this.
No, yeah, no reason. Why drag him into this? It's not his fight. He's had enough of that confusion over his life. There's nothing he can do about it.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I would be interested to hear from our bosses on. You guys, if you can write us at cordkillers@gmail.com, that'd be interesting.
No, I think you've got the handle on it. You know, it's not a crime.
Right.
But it is, it's something you're well within your rights to shout about and go like, hey, look what they're doing.
Right. Like it's not a crime and I'm not owed anything. I just want to make it sufficiently, not even very unpleasant. And keep in mind, Procter & Gamble deals with Greenpeace. They're not going to worry about a magician saying, hey, knock it off. Mm-hmm. So, I just want to make it an unappealing couple of words for them to use. Also, it doesn't even make sense.
I had a thought about the show today when we were watching all the trailers before the show.
Uh-huh.
We could make the trailer, we could make a segment, and maybe it's not in Cord Killers, maybe it's in Spoiler in Time. We could make a segment where we react to the trailers.
Ooh. That'd be fun.
Okay. Something to think about. It's not a fully formed idea, but I was like, react videos are certainly de rigueur on the internet. We wouldn't be doing anything new there, but could be a fun way to.
The only bummer is that that would mean we'd have to not see them or see them in the wild. Like the seeing them in the wild would be the problem.
I think it's just as fun. And this is what gave me the idea. I had seen all these trailers, and as you were watching them, I was stopping myself from making snarky comments about things that were happening, because I think it's just as fun to react to them even if you've seen them before, because you know what's coming.
Yeah, you have time to kind of write that material in the back of your head. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I wonder where that would – I mean
– would that be an after-talk thing or
– whatever it would be, it would have to be before the show because we talk about these trailers in the show.
Well, it could replace talking about them in the show.
Okay. Well, and one thing is,
I'm not trailers saying it should. I'm saying that's an option.
The other thing is, or I guess we'd have to figure out a technical thing, because trailers are the thing that whenever there's an issue with the YouTube uploads, it is always because of trailers.
Yep. Now we'd have to look into how these other folks do it and figure that.
And I think my understanding of YouTube is that YouTube channel would need to be a lot bigger.
There's lots of things that play into it. You can do it. You have a fair use right to do it.
But like every time we do that, I have to just re-render out the file because they get 2 weeks to sit on their thumbs and then release the video.
Right. Whether it's we'd have to figure out some kind of like inset thing and then maybe contact YouTube at some point to say, hey, this is what we're doing and it's okay because we're doing it this way.
Yeah, but it's a good idea.
That's a problem.
That's a technical issue.
It's a solvable problem. It's not an easy problem, but it is a problem that would have to be solved.
Yeah, but that's not a bad idea at all. I think I could even see that just being like a Patreon thing, similar to how we have After Talk.
And then we just do it before the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it before the show. And now all of a sudden it's another thing for patrons to get in their feed. Now all of a sudden they're getting, you know, four, or I guess they already get the one as a block. Do they get after talk separate?
Yeah, everything's separate.
Would we call it four talk?
Before, trailer trash talk.
Actually, I do like trailer trash.
We were calling it the trailer park when
I like calling it.
You
the trailer
call it trailer park,
park
whenever we had too many.
But also like the trailer trash. Like we're not saying the trailers are trash. We're just saying our snarky comments are we're trash talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to trailer trash, trash park because I think that is too basic to not already be a thing. Trailer trash talk.
I also sometimes feel like we need to lean one direction or another on Spoiler in Time. That may be a longer conversation, but
yeah, in
my thoughts on it are that Spoiler in Time and before it's Spoiler Zone on Frame Rate arose from Brian and Tom talking about stuff they watched. Sure. Right. And right now it's sort of halfway between that and an actual like recap show. And I maybe just fine the way it is right now, but I'm like, we could either lean back towards let's just talk about what we watched in a spoiler in way, or we could go farther into the recap show, which we've flirted around with, like dividing things up and making it easier to know what's going to be in the show. These are just wild thoughts. They're not organized in any way.
Yeah, I guess I already perceived it as a recap show,
but it's not as good of a recap show as it could be because it's not organized. It's hard to follow it as a recap show as a viewer without doing a little work.
I see.
Got it. Because technically how we split stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
And we don't give people good advance notice of what we'll be talking about next week and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we do time codes. We do keep the, we do have the name of all the shows and the episode stuff.
In the titles.
Like I'm trying to think of like, in terms of like, what are our base level of things that we're able to offer to people immediately.
Mm-hmm.
At least all the things that we can do now with the way things are now, we're trying to do.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, these are thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should talk about what you guys are going to do after True Detective's done.
Going into next week.
Brian, do you plan to watch Us? Or?
Yeah, I will. As a matter of fact, might go see it as soon as we wrap up here.
Because that is one thing that I have been doing is putting, when we know what's coming up and there are changes to stuff, I will try to put that in the Cord Killers show notes.
Yeah, I could definitely watch Us by next week for sure.
Yeah.
So that would give us at least one thing along with The Office. Barry is coming back. I can't remember if you watched it, though.
Yeah, I watched like the first episode.
Okay.
And I could give it a try, you know.
Nah, if you were caught up and it was coming back, that's easy.
Well, if we just
Game
need
of
a,
Thrones yeah. is 3 weeks away, 3 weeks. Essentially.
And so if we just need a fill until Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
It could even just be movies or maybe you guys bite the bullet between now and then and finish Death, Love, Robots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we watch it. Although,
honestly, I feel like talking about it on Cord Killers is sufficient because I don't have spoilery thoughts, really. Right.
Okay.
But the writing is so bad on all of them. They're just poorly written.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, at least for the next week, Us. And then we'll probably just do it ad hoc until Game of Thrones.
And by the way,
yeah, and if you watch Shazam, then
yeah,
oh, Shazam.
Yeah, I'll watch that next. Did you know that Peter F. Hamilton wrote one of the stories on Death, Love, and Robots?
Yeah, one of the ones I did not like too.
Which one?
Which one?
I just remember seeing that Peter F. Hamilton had written it, and I was like, oh, wait, that's too bad. But I don't remember
that's right.
Which
you
one
look
he
it
wrote.
Up on IMDb. I've gotten actively mad that there's no X-ray like feature on Netflix because especially on animation, you have so many, is that so-and-so voices, so-and-so's voice? And I'm like, ugh, I'm not going to go look it up on IMDb.
Why? Why do you refuse?
Well, because with X-ray, you hit pause and then you have an answer and then you hit resume.
You're cutting off your nose despite your face.
No, I'm refusing to take to type.
You're leaving yourself ignorant when you could resolve it yourself.
Well, yes. If I wanted, okay, by that logic, why am I even watching this show instead of reading a book?
No, it's like you're watching a show and you want to know a thing and there's a way for you to do it, but you're like, but it's not the way I wanted.
No, no. Okay. There's a big difference between pressing a space bar and having an answer and then resuming with 3 seconds of investment versus 30 seconds of investment and typing and changing.
You could still do 30 seconds. It's not even 30 seconds. You could do 20 seconds and get your answer. But you're saying you're letting the perfect be the enemy of the good.
No, I'm saying that 20 seconds is
also. I'm totally winding you up right now.
I'm saying that 20 seconds.
I don't understand why you're doing this, Tom.
20 seconds is too much. The cost is too high.
Out on this.
That's like saying, you want this car? Why not pay $1 million for it? And you're like, because I only have $10,000 and I only care $10,000 worth about it. And he's like, you're just depriving yourself of this car. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
It was Sunny's Edge. It was the first episode that we didn't like.
Huh.
Or it was the one with the woman and the monster.
Yeah.
And she was the monster.
Yeah.
Sorry
about that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was all right.
It was all right.
All right.
It was all right. Not the worst one.
Yeah.
John Scalzi wrote Three Robots.
Yeah. That
seems very
that was
John
funny.
Scalzi.
And he and I when like the yogurt Scalzi. Took over.
Okay. When the yogurt took over.
Wow, Barnes & Noble just has a whole column.
It's really just a straight up actual assessment of the current state of artificial intelligence, but just with.
But with yogurt instead of Grey Goo.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's that's exactly.
Like,
but it was cute because it was yogurt.
Yeah, I guess.
There you go. I don't know.
Oh, and
fine.
Alternate histories. I don't think I've made it to alternate histories.
But it is an accurate depiction of what I think is going to happen with artificial intelligence. I mean, it's not going to be humans that leave Earth. It's going to be our robot children.
But I will be replicated in their brain and not realize I'm replicated, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. Meanwhile, the version of you at home, you'll have that prestige moment of you'll get into a thing, you'll close your eyes, and you'll wake up, and you're like, oh, I'm the one that stays home. And then the other version of you would be like,
I won't know that. Yeah. I mean, the other me won't know that.
Yeah.
How many of me are there right now? I don't even know.
There's not enough. That's for sure.
That's right. Three more Toms.
Oh, stop.
All right. We should probably call it.
All right. Yeah. I got to take this dog on a walk.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
That dog's a barking.